Just go get you a cup of Folgers and have a drink.
Pour me, pour me, pour me, pour me another cup of coffee. Starbucks, please fill it one more time.
Not Starbucks. It's Folgers we're talking about, and the Folgers plant scheduled to be closed by the Smucker's Corporation. Paul Evans joining us on the phone here. Paul is with the Evans Media Group. Paul, we can't let that happen. I love that smell every morning when I'm driving in.
You can't miss it. It's part of Kansas City for sure.
And so now you have started a group. It's kind of like a groundswell thing. On Facebook now, there is a group, which I am now a proud member of, called Please Don't Close Kansas City Folgers Plant. Save Folgers KC.
That's right. Almost 6,500 fans now.
Got to be a tough putt, though. I mean, this is the corporate world. We deal with it here. When these people bought our station from CBS, they decided so many people had to go, and you couldn't fight City Hall on it.
You know, that's usually the case, and we certainly don't expect that we could hope to turn Smucker's entire plan around. What we're asking for is just that they reconsider this one small piece. They have a grand plan, which it includes a lot of cities and a lot of plants and a lot of people. Tim Smucker's, he's the chairman of Smucker's.
Wait a minute, there's a guy named Smucker's?
There's a guy named Tim Smucker's. He's chairman of the board for J.M. Smucker's.
He must have had a hellacious grade school life. You know, hey, Smucker.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, he's got other ties. He sits on the board at Hallmark. He's got other ties to Kansas City.
Ooh.
And
he sits on the board at Hallmark. I take back any nasty thing I just said about him.
Exactly.
He's got to have some feelings about Kansas City. And he's got to drive past, you know, on his way to Hallmark in the limo, he's got to drive past that smell, too. And it's a 100-year-old icon, 104 years, actually. So many people, I mean, if you go to the site, you'll see the comments. It's just heart-wrenching comments. If we can get 500,000 people to vote yes to get Betty White on Saturday Night Live, surely we can get 100,000 people to say, please don't move Folgers, the Folgers plant from Kansas City.
I haven't voted yet on Facebook. I haven't joined the group, but I'm going to, and everybody else. And I've got a pretty large fan base as well, so maybe all my folks will do it as well, and we'll get you closer to that number.
That would be terrific. I mean, we've got people coming out of the woodwork. I mean, the party cabs people, they just said, we're getting bumper stickers printed, of course, and they said, send us your bumper stickers. We'll put them all 170 checker cabs. It's really starting to take off.
Wow.
We want to be at 30,000 fans in 30 days, and then we're going to talk to Smucker's.
Oh, that's
the real
great
guy, Smucker's. I just thought it was kind of a cute name for a company. Smucker's, it's got to be good.
If this keeps up until the plant actually closes, which is 18 months, at this rate, that'll be 500,000 people.
Okay, so when they go on Facebook, how do they become a member?
Just go to facebook.com / Save Folgers KC and click Become a Fan. And you're done. It's like signing a petition without having to get out your pen.
Well, I'm all signed up. Come on, Dale. Get on the program.
I'm going to. I'm going to say, Tim, don't be a schmuck.
There have been some comments like that already.
Gosh, I hope not only that he has a big heart, but that he has a sense of humor. That would be nice, too.
We hope so, too.
Paul Evans, we're going to try and keep that smell of Folgers in the downtown area of Kansas City. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck.
We appreciate it, guys. We love KFKF.
Oh, thank you. Keep us posted if you get to meet with him, okay?
We will do that.
What is that? Smucker's just bought the radio station? Oh. Nice working with you.
I thought they'd... Never mind. It's time for traffic. Let's go up to the KFKF Sky Cruiser and check in with Steve.